the prophecies of the Pope, which seem to be very, very important nowadays. I thought, for example, he was a goner the last two times. He keeps bouncing back. This guy's tough.
He is amazingly tough, and certainly he is probably my involved in one of my most consistently wrong prophecies, and that's predicting when he'll leave this mortal coil. He is really quite remarkable. However, I did notice and sense that I'm not so sure that this year will end with him still here. I think we're really in the final 6 months now.
Well, there's no doubt he is. I think every time he takes one step forward, he takes a couple back, and you can see that just with the glimpses of the pictures that were given the opportunity to view.
And I'm also not so sure that it's really the flu that's causing this. I know from my own study and contacts in medicine that it seems to be the last stages of his reserves are being eaten up by the Parkinson's disease. And so we're really looking at the first papal conclave since 1978 is probably going to happen this year. And so what is intriguing with that is there is a famous set of prophecies purported to come from the 1140s written by St. Malachi, an Irish prelate of Ireland in those days, who after a 16-month pilgrimage to Rome apparently went up on the Ianiculum Hill and had a vision where his scribes wrote out the mottos, these two- and three-word phrases, to describe every pope to Judgment Day. There were 111 mottos with one paragraph in Latin at the end. And interestingly enough, with John Paul II, when he leaves this world, there will only be two more popes on the list.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's it?
Two more popes on St. Malachi's list.
Now the list that they developed, though, why did they end it the way they did? Why didn't it continue? Why weren't there 17 more popes coming up on the list afterwards?
Well, it's pretty clear and dire reason, as I'm seeking here to read for you the final phrase.
Okay.
First, as I do that, this is the final phrase. It's supposed to be for the final pope. Reads like this in English. During the last persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there shall sit Peter of Rome, Petrus Romanus, who shall feed the sheep amidst many great tribulations. And when these have passed, the city of the seven hills, that means Rome, shall be utterly destroyed, and the awful judge will judge the people. Now, that is supposed to be the coda to the mottos. Some people believe that perhaps it was added. It's also important to say that it's possible that these prophecies were not written by St. Malachi in the 1140s, but written by a mysterious person under the name of St. Malachi in the 1590s. Now,
who might that have been?
No one really knows, except that it appeared in a piece, a large history written by Dom Arnold Wion, that is supposed to be a study of Benedictine history, the Benedictine order. Now, sandwiched into this huge book that was published around the mid-1590s is the 111 mottos of St. Malachi, a tribute to St. Malachi, who he calls a Benedictine. Now, St. Malachi was a Cistercian, but mistakes like that were common. The 111 mottos are there, and then the coda. Now, the thing that is a little suspicious about the first set of popes, up to around the number 75, 76, before this publication happened, these mottos are almost perfectly resembling either a description of the coat of arms of a certain pope, his family mm-hmm. heraldry, or it's describing the name of the pope before he was pope, or it described an important thing that happened in his papacy. And There's always a bit of suspicion in prophecy when one is looks like they're 100% on every prophecy.
I was going to ask you, how accurate are they?
Now, the thing that's more surprising to me is that you would, in studies before, when I've seen famous con jobs where people have said, oh, purported in hindsight to see so perfect, usually when you look at the prophecies that are coming afterwards, after the publication.
Right, which again you say could have been 1545.
Yeah,
all right.
Or 1595.
All right.
Usually the prophecies in any scam like this immediately show a dovetail of accuracy.
Right.
That where, in fact, it's strangely enough, a oftentimes bogus prophets have a worse rate of a success than mere chance. However, what I find most amazing about these prophecies is the last 36 names, mottos that are left, have almost an 80% accuracy.
From 1595 on, 80% accuracy.
Which is rare. I have, in 30 years of studying the prophetic traditions of the world, it is very rare to find anything that has that kind of accuracy. So whoever this person was, if it wasn't St. Malachi, and I'm not ruling out that it is St. Malachi, but if it isn't, whoever he was writing under his name was a bona fide prophet. And what's more amazing is that these prophecies actually get more accurate as they get towards our time.